My brothers and sisters, if someone came up to you and asked, "Who is Jesus Christ for you?" what would your response be? You might say, "You know what, you're a weirdo, get away from me," right? People don't talk like that, especially as Catholics, right? That sounds very Protestant, you know, someone coming up, "Who is Jesus Christ for you?" I remember when I, during my conversion as a freshman in college, there's this young gal I met, and she was on fire for the faith. And she would say things like, "Jesus rocks, and God is awesome." And, you know, it was just not a comfortable thing, right? Who is Jesus Christ for you? But I asked that question seriously, sincerely. You know, in your hearts, if you had to give a response, what would you say? How would you define your relationship with our Lord? And the reason I ask that question is because in the gospel today, we have this beautiful story, a real story, that what takes place in the life of this healed blind man happens in our own spiritual journey over the course of years or decades or even an entire lifetime. This man's relationship with our Lord comes from this first encounter. And after he encountered our Lord, and our Lord healed him, and he's approached by the Pharisees, and they said, "Who did this to you?" What response does he give? What is his relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ? He says, "That man called Jesus." Right? There's no relationship, right? That guy whom I don't even know, whom I've just heard of, the rabbi who healed me, that man is the one who cured me. The second time they call him forward, after he's had some time to think about this, and intellectually that relationship with our Lord is starting to grow, then they say, "Who did this? What do you have to say about that man?" He said, "He's a prophet." Right? In this short time, going from "I don't even know him" to "he's a prophet." And then the third time they call him back again, and they say, "We don't know where he's from." And he looks at him and he's flabbergasted. He said, What do you mean? He gave me sight. Right? This man's from God. He is heaven sent. Right? A man who a few hours ago I didn't even know, I'm now saying God sent him to this world. And then finally, our Lord himself comes to him and reveals, "I am the Son of Man. I am the Messiah, the Christ who's been prophesied about." My brothers and sisters, is our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ ever deepening? With each passing year, can we say, "I know Jesus Christ more than I did a year ago"? Because that's what he desires for us. And in fact, he's constantly trying to give us the grace to draw us into deeper union with him. Because knowledge of Jesus Christ is eternal life. The more we know him, the more we are saved. I had a young seminarian one time come to me, and it was so beautiful. This guy, he was probably 18, 19 years old. He was just entering the seminary. And when a young man begins his seminary formation, a diocese tries to make sure that he's sound of body and mind, and he goes through different physical, medical examinations, psychological testing. And so this young guy, he goes to see a psychiatrist, one of numerous, and in the midst of one of the conversations he shared with me, that the psychiatrist asked him a question that he didn't expect. He says, "Who is your best friend?" And he says to me, he says, "Father, you know, that's not something I ever really thought about, right? I've had numerous friends, but I've never really said one individual is my best friend." And he said, the answer that came to me, I was embarrassed to tell him. I almost didn't want to say it. My face became flushed, but I had to speak the truth. And I said, "Honestly, Jesus is my best friend. When there's someone I want to talk to, he's the first person I go to." How many people can say that? Jesus Christ is my best friend. I was reading about St. Therese of Lisieux recently, and there's this quote from her that's magnificent. She said, "If I was conscious that I had all the sins of the world on my soul, I would not hesitate to throw myself into the arms of Jesus because he loves the prodigal child." What was her relationship with Christ? He's her Savior. And she knew that so profoundly that all the sins of the world would not prevent her from finding salvation in him. I remember when I was 20 years old, I came back from my first year in the seminary. And I had a few months back at home for the summer. And my family at that time, they would have a rosary every Sunday night. And all sorts of different people, oftentimes families that we knew well would come, but even kind of random people, you know, who had just heard about this rosary. And one night a lady shows up and she's going through a crisis in her faith. And I remember afterwards she asked my dad if they could talk. And I caught word, you know, I could hear a little bit. I was in another conversation. And I remember my dad saying to this woman, you know, as I've advanced spiritually, I've come to the point where our Lord Jesus Christ is the lover of my soul. And I remember I heard that and I thought, what? Right, I could see a woman with a real intimate relationship with our Lord saying something like that. But this is my dad. Right? And my dad's not a flowery guy. He's not overly sentimental or emotional or anything like that. So to hear him say that, I thought, he couldn't say that unless that was really his experience. That Jesus is the lover of his soul. One more example. Last week I was on retreat up at the Carmelite Monastery in Georgetown. And every year I have 2 or 3 hours to visit with one sister who, since I entered the seminary, has prayed for me in a special way. And so these 2 or 3 hours a year are so special to me. And I asked her in the midst of the conversation, I said, "Sister, how are you doing? Right? How has the last year been?" And she shares very openly with me. I don't even think any sisters in a convent would know about how deep her relationship is with Christ. I think she's a living saint. She said to me, she said, "Father, in this last year, our Lord has been so good to me." She said, "You know the line from St. Paul where he says, 'It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.'" She said, "Father, in the last 6 months or so, I'm starting to know what he meant. I am conscious in almost everything I do that our Lord is doing it in me. Or maybe it's better said that I am doing it in him. Father, he has become the life of my soul." My brothers and sisters, if you can't right now say, "Jesus is my best friend. He's my Savior. He's the lover of my soul," or "He's my life." He wants a deeper relationship with you. He longs to bring every single one of us to the most profound union with him. Because our knowledge of him, our relationship with him, corresponds directly to our place in heaven for all eternity. Right? And actually, not just for heaven, but even in our life on earth. I was out at dinner the other night at a local restaurant, and I ran into a friend of mine from high school. I hadn't seen him in probably 6 or 7 years. And he introduced me to his wife, and I remember I was talking to him for about 2 minutes, and this profound sorrow filled my soul. Because these words came to me as we were speaking, I thought, he doesn't know our Lord. He doesn't know our Lord. And the reason those words came to me is because there was no joy in him. Right? If we know Jesus Christ, actually, to the degree that we know him, that's the degree to which we will be happy in this world. It's the degree to which we will have peace. The degree to which we will be transformed in love. I close with this. Not too long ago, a parishioner shared with me. He said, "Father, a year ago for Lent, he said, I decided, you know, I needed to increase my prayer life. I honestly seldom prayed. You know, maybe every once in a while I'd pull out the rosary or make a visit to the church, but it was rare." And he said, "I decided that I would dedicate myself to 15 minutes of prayer a day." He said, "Father, honestly, I failed often throughout that Lent, but I did pretty good." He said, "And I would do it wherever I was. You know, if I was home, if I was tired late at night, I'd just go for a walk and I'd give those 15 minutes. Every once in a while, I'd come to church." He said, "Father, I felt like this year our Lord said to me, I want you to spend 15 minutes with me in my very presence. That you would have that time before the Blessed Sacrament." And he said, "Father, you know what I thought? You know, I'm going to do more than 15. I did 15 last year. I'm going to do 20. He said, "Father, 4 weeks into Lent, he said, it's amazing. He said, I feel like until now, even though I've been Catholic my entire life, I have hardly known Jesus Christ. I've gone to Sunday Mass my entire life, over 30 years, and I hardly know him." My brothers and sisters, who is Jesus for you? Who does He want to become for you? Will we put in the time, because every relationship requires time. A relationship cannot grow without it. And He wants us to know Him more than we even want to know Him, because He wants us to live with Him forever.